listening to dogs. I'm standing here in the middle of the housing estate where I live, and I've got one dog on a lead. He's a white little thing, otherwise known as Rocky, and this is our evening walk. But we've been approached by two other dogs who are master or mistress-less, and one of them is looks white in this light, and the other is a tiny little thing. And these dogs are just having great fun. Now, these dogs are out after their bedtime, these other ones. I think their owner lives in one of the neighbouring houses. And this has never happened before. Occasionally, we have met during the day, and this is these dogs have met during the day, not very often, mind you, but there's been no barking. They're very considerate. They're actually playing like mad. I'll just let you listen. Yes, I've got a dog licking my right hand, the one, so you know, when they move on to making iPhones able to transmit smells, you'll be actually able to smell, just like you can collect a tweet with your eyes. You'll be able to get the smell released from your own iPhone. And anyway, that's kinesthetic communications, which is coming down the line at some stage. I'm just going to carry on walking. I think there's nothing else to do, but I do actually feel that I'm at the beck and call of three dogs. Now it's dark. It's very dark. It's after 11 o'clock at night, and I'm vowing to get to bed by 11:30 at night, because, just because my discipline this month is to get to bed early. And but these dogs have rather distracted me from all of that. I came out to just kind of unwind for the day, and in fact, I've been doing an audios as part of a community called February, and it's meant that recently I haven't done many dog walking boos. And to be truthful, I miss them. It's the kind of meditation of night. And this is, I'm actually, at the same time as I'm saying this, which is a valiant and failing effort to unwind, because I've turned on to a most amazing experience. I want to greet people who I will greet much more fully and thoroughly on another occasion, but I want to greet three women currently in Vancouver, two generations, and it's Jane Boyd and her mother and her mother's sister, and I'm out in the open air, so I can't really play the audio back to myself that easily and talk at the same time. But it's been an amazing experience to come out of the house and say, oh, I'll just have a look as I'm gathering myself. And I come across an audio message to me from the other side of the world. And it's especially, and this is for another time, it's especially vivid and rich that it come from Vancouver, a place I've never been to. Because for some reason I've had designs on that part of the world for a long time. I've had designs on a lot of parts of the world, I have to say. But Vancouver, Seattle, that far side, that northwest of the north of North America appeals to me. No, I didn't say Alaska. Not that I've got anything against Alaska. One of the most amusing stand-up comedians comes from Alaska, and that was no politics. This is frivolity evening. So, to those lovely people who have just stunned me out of my cotton socks by sending me an audio message, thank you. I'll come back and say thank you in another way later, another time soon. But yeah, it's dark. I tell you that there isn't a star to be heard in the sky tonight, and certainly there's nothing but wet glasses in my face. Nobody's out, only dogs, and I still can't. Oh, look, there are primroses. There are primroses under this tree. We're back at the primrose. I'll call it the primrose tree. Yeah, one of my neighbours carefully tends that spot. Oh, what a day, you know, what a day. Isn't it great to just try to, well, not to try. Isn't it great to let it go and move into sleep? Now, time zones, it's amazing how we live in different time zones, really. It makes such a difference to my life. Ever since I've been involved in Twitter in particular, I live my life in time zones. I keep being acutely conscious of where the sun is all day, who's awake, who's asleep. But there we are. It's Monday evening, start of night, and what to be said about long shadows on the pavement cast by street lamp cutting through glistening bark of young tree. We've had no winter, have we, really, here in Ireland? I'm kind of, on the one hand, it's a relief, and on the other hand, that's something I don't think is right. Don't think it's right. I think the bugs should be frozen. Yeah, do them good, do everybody good. God knows what the spring is going to be like. That lovely gardener, Peter Donegan, audio boo Peter Donegan, he could educate us, or could educate me certainly, about what this mild winter, so-called winter, is going to do to our spring and our growth. But we've done it. We've walked around the block. We've walked past houses. Do you know, I can see a giraffe. I must tell you that in Ireland there are loads and loads of houses and people in houses who have religious statues in their windows. But one of my neighbours has put a giraffe, I nearly said a long-necked giraffe. Then I realised you'd have a great laugh at this silly man who thinks that there are short-necked giraffes out there waiting to be discovered. Even though Madagascar is where my dog originally comes from, and Madagascar is a place where they do things like find dragons and species of things that nobody ever dreamt existed, I don't think they found the short-necked giraffe yet. Okay, I whisper, I'm back at home, and I'm going to go into the house now and get on with the rest of the night. Good night.